try to give more than you take. And it actually will come back to you. And if there's someone that you feel like you can have a connection with, you can have a relationship with, that's kind of what you want to be doing instead of working the room.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have our next LA Startup Spotlight with us. We have Storycraft. Hello, Fat. How are you?
Hi, Spree. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Of course. Tell us about Storycraft. Tell us about you. Tell us where you're located. Tell us everything.
Sure. I'm actually a co-founder. I'm one of two co-founders. But Storycraft actually comes out of my background in content and journalism. So I was a reporter at the Chicago Tribune as a print journalist.
Cool.
back in the day.
That's awesome.
It was an awesome city to be a journalist because there's plenty of crime and corruption to go around. I did that for 5 years. And I actually, during that time, I became a business reporter. And I covered the Chicago tech scene. And that's where I really got my interest in the whole tech movement. This is pre-crash, right? So This is really fun. There were tons of startup parties. Everyone was having a great time. There was tons of money coming in until the bubble burst. And then, of course, everything kind of went silent.
And to start right from the top, what does Storycraft do?
Yeah, so Storycraft, we're a brand storytelling content marketing agency. So we help startups figure out what their digital footprint is around content, what their content strategy should be. So that means, what should they be blogging about? What should they be putting on their social media? How should they be doing email marketing? And it's really around telling that brand story in a way that really grabs your ideal customer and engages them.
I mean, this is really powerful. I think people don't spend enough time investing in the beginning of that story creation because it is the emotional trigger point between you and your customer, you and your member, you and your human follower. I hate the word user, And what you forget is every piece of content that you put out there from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook to YouTube, just anything you put out there needs to tell the story in some way. And if you don't know what you're telling, you're coming across as scattered and people are having a hard time connecting with your brand.
That is absolutely true. Like if you don't even know what your story is, how can you expect your users or your audience or your customers to really understand what it is? And if they don't understand what it is, they're going to move on. They're going to pick something else. And today's consumer is so much more sophisticated and intelligent and demanding, right? So they don't want to be marketed to. They want to be, entertained, and they want to be educated, and they want the brand to create this experience for them that they can live in, that they can actually sort of take within their lives. And you can't do that unless you really understand what your purpose is,
right?
And you can't do that if you don't understand what your personality is.
Totally.
And so that's how we work with startups, is figure out, okay, how do you speak to people? But also, let's talk about why you even exist. What's that purpose?
And now you built a tech company that provides stock photography. Now, is that under the Storycraft brand?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So how does that all work together?
Yeah, so we consider ourselves not just a marketing agency, but we're also a creative studio. And we're creating our own products within this umbrella. And so one of the things that we were personally challenged with, was when we were doing our own marketing materials or sales collateral for clients, we would have a really hard time finding the perfect image. And we're sticklers for design. We're sticklers for beautiful photography and beautiful imagery. And it's really hard to find that kind of authentic, really real-looking photography out there right now, right? And so we're really scratching our own itch. And that's how we came up with the idea for Storycraft stock. And really what we're going to try to do is own that middle ground between free stock photography, which everyone has access to, which is great in some ways, but also because everyone has access to it, you're not branding yourself. You're not creating your own brand image and your own brand story. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where you have you know, expensive services like Getty, right? Where you could literally spend, you know, up to thousands of dollars per image, depending mm-hmm. on how you want to use it. So, you know, that's not sustainable for a startup brand.
Right, right.
So we're really going to create this stock service that's aimed at the bloggers, the small brands, the small agencies that are going to be spending, you know, $40 an image. We're going to do a monthly membership that's going to be in the neighborhood of $30.
Right.
So it's super reasonable, super accessible, and yet also has that authentic feel to it.
And okay, so just to make sure we all can like grasp what's going on. So there's Storycraft.
That's right.
Storycraft is a brand storytelling.
Yep.
An agency.
Yep.
As well as a stock photography creative studio.
Not just stock photography. There'll be other products down the line. We've always had it on our roadmap that we would be figuring out what are the products that people need to tell their story. So photography is one way to do that, right?
Right.
But video might be another way right. to do it. There may be some sort of marketing automation around content, something like Contently, right?
Right.
Might be doing. So we want to enable people to tell their best stories and to find their ideal customers. And however that is done, we want to figure out what that might be.
And now, do you manage people's social for them?
In some
or do you
some
just
cases.
Do strategy?
No, we do implementation. We do the day-to-day as well. We like to do the strategy more than the implementation, to be honest, because that's where we really kind of can roll up our sleeves and understand what that brand story is and create that sort of messaging.
Right.
And we don't necessarily need to be the one doing the day-to-day of the tweets and everything, but we do that for some of our clients.
Let's talk a little bit more about the stock photography, like, and about why you created that. When was it created? Can people go and access it right now?
Okay.
Who are your co-founders? How sure. large is your team?
Talk about that. My co-founder is a woman named Rochelle Bayless, and we actually met because we both ended up working for Jason Nazar, who is the co-founder of DocStock,
yeah.
and now is the co-founder of Comparably, right?
Yeah. And you guys, Jason Nazar is like OG LA tech. He would do right. these events at the Santa Monica Library to have these speakers. And you guys, most of you know, he does events all the time now. But yeah, he's like OG LA tech way back. I think it was like 2007 or
yeah.
8. Yeah.
Well, Jason actually happens to be a Pepperdine grad. And that's how me and him made the connection.
Right.
And I was helping him with some of his thought leadership articles. Rochelle was his sort of managing editor, his head of content. We really connected together, and Rochelle went off and joined another company, and we stayed in touch, and we got together for coffee, and people were asking us for the same sort of thing, which was, can you help us with our story? Can you help us with our content?
Right.
And we decided, well, why don't we just form an agency and do this together? So that's how Storycraft came about. And we call it Storycraft because obviously we're really about crafting that story
right.
that your brand really needs to speak to your customers in a really authentic way.
And you guys are based in Malibu.
No, I'm sorry. No, we're based in Santa Monica.
Oh, you are based in Santa Monica.
I personally live in Malibu, but not bad places to be. No, we're actually out of the WeWork on the Promenade.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's a gorgeous space. And then when did the stock photography and you'll be adding more
That's
come
right.
to be?
So yeah. our agency started 2 years ago in May 2015. And we started work on this on Storycraft stock, I would say about maybe 4 months ago. It's going to have its own domain.
So it does it yet?
Yes, it does.
Okay, what's
its
own domain?
StoryCraftStock.com.
Okay, because I wanted to clear that up for you guys.
That's right. You want to know what the address is. So
yeah.
You can go there now. And it's actually not live yet. It'll be live in June.
Yeah.
But you can enter your email address and we'll keep you up to date when it launches.
And you guys, and we'll include the link in the show notes too, so you could find it super easy. What would you say has been, like, are you a programmer?
No, I'm not.
So how did you handle the tech side of developing? Let's stay focused on Storycraft stock. How did you develop the tech side of that?
Sure. So we're really lucky in that we have a really good partnership with an agency, a creative agency in Argentina. And they're called the Purple Bunny, which is kind of a funny
okay,
name.
I totally want to work with them too now. How
So we've actually been with them from the very beginning. And we partner on a bunch of sites. Obviously, they do all of our client sites that need design. They maintain our own site. So one of the first things we did product wise was we created. This is back during the sort of the beginnings of the election of this past year, and we were Rochelle and I were both sort of progressive Democrats and whatnot. So we were sort of getting really concerned about what was happening in terms of the anti-immigration wins there. So we created something as a response to that.
Yeah.
And it's a website called meetanimmigrant.com.
Oh, amazing.
And
okay.
it's where immigrants and anybody really, because you know, we think every American really is an immigrant. We're all immigrants, right? We've all come from somewhere else. And we're all contributing in a way that's positive to the American society and economy. Anyway, we created this site where you could go on, you could tell your story. Again, that storytelling aspect. You could tell your story about where you came from, what your family did. And you can share it on your Facebook page with a sort of a Facebook filter. So that's one of the first products that we put out. Storycraft Stock was kind of the next product that we're putting out, which again is around storytelling, around brand storytelling, using visual imagery, right? So it is all connected to our philosophy that, you know, if you really want to, everyone has a story to tell, and that's kind of our tagline.
Right.
Everyone has a story worth telling, and we want to help you do that.
That's so cool. And now why LA and not another startup city like San Francisco or New York or Austin?
Well, Rochelle and I are both Southern California people. I grew up in Orange County, and Rochelle grew up here in Santa Monica, actually. She's one of the few people I know who are actually from Santa Monica. So, no, it's great. So we love Southern California. I love the whole scene that Silicon Beach has become.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that people work together now, you know, just the whole collaborative philosophy that people have here. I don't really have a lot of experience up north with Silicon Valley, but I'm just constantly inspired and amazed by the people down here.
I love it. And how has LA helped accelerate your growth?
It is a community of creatives. And I don't think you get that in a lot of different tech hubs,
mm-hmm.
In the sense that, you know, we sort of have that here we have sort of the roots of Hollywood and storytelling, and so those kinds of people tend to gravitate here. People who want to tell their story, have a story to tell, are inspired creatives. So it's really easy for us, for example, to meet lots of photographers who are helping us to create the library that's going to become Storycraft Stock. So that's been not a problem to do that. We meet designers. We meet writers.
Totally.
And so,
I mean, this city is just like,
yeah, it's
salt and peppered with them.
It's teeming with writers, right? Every cafe has writers. So it's to us, it's been a really easy city to work in.
What resources in LA do you recommend? Have you tapped into specific LA tech resources that have really helped you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually have found a lot of I found a lot of productivity being at WeWork.
Oh, totally.
And it's not an LA specific. It's not an LA specific company, obviously. But
they have locations in Santa Monica and West Hollywood, and I believe in downtown now. And I think they just opened in Playa del Rey.
And they have one in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
And they're all over LA. So that network makes it really easy. So I'm constantly going to the other WeWorks to meet founders.
That's awesome.
A few of our first big clients for Storycraft Stock are coming from WeWork Culver City.
That's awesome.
So and Playa Vista. So it is really, I find that community really, really collaborative. And yeah.
It's a great point. And for you guys that don't know, WeWork is a co-working space and they have multiple locations around the world.
And the great thing is as a member of one WeWork, you can work at any WeWork really in the world. So
cool.
Yeah.
Is there specific event that you're like, that was really worth my time? Like some event that is a go-to in LA.
Wow. You know, I like Creative Mornings.
It's so funny. You don't think of it. I think they may be like a New York company or something. I'm not sure. But like, yeah, Creative Mornings, like every so often has an LA event at like 8 a.m. That's this inspiring talk. My friend Mark Heeman once gave a talk there and they're so good.
Yes. Yeah. I like Startup Grind. I like some stuff they're doing. Pivotal Labs, you know, hosts a lot of great events.
Pivotal Labs has mentorship hours too.
I didn't know that. So that's great. That's awesome. So Jason's Fireside Chats, those are great too.
Totally.
So, yeah.
And if you guys want to check out more events going on in LA Tech, you know you could go to the We Are LA Tech mobile app. You just go to wearelatech.com/app.
Everything that you're doing, everything that you're doing is amazing.
I appreciate you're
one of the key connectors in LA for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate the props. So what LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
Okay, that's a great question. And I have to give a shout out to one of our clients, which is an Amplify startup called Unglue.com.
Awesome. And what they're doing, Amplify is amazing, you guys. They're
in Venice. So we've worked with a couple of Amplify companies. And what Unglue is doing is they are a screen time solution for parents. So I'm a parent of a 6 and a 3-year-old, and they love to get on the phone, right?
Where is it? Your daughter was here, wasn't she?
No, that's not my daughter.
That was just someone that came in with you?
That was a stranger. That's not my...
Oh my God, I thought you walked in together, and I totally forgot by now. And I'm like, wait, hold on, where is this child?
I think my wife would kill me if I came home with another baby. We have enough. We have two beautiful kids, a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. Anyway, the point is that Unglue is doing some amazing thing in what they're doing is they have an app that helps that really empowers kids to take control of their screen time management.
Yeah.
So I really like what they're doing, obviously.
And it's Unglue.com.
Unglue.com, cool. Right.
And you guys, we'll put it in the show notes.
Again, so, and one other company, I would say I'm not a client, but I love what they're doing, Thrive Market.
Oh, right. I just saw a Thrive box outside.
I mean, right, yes.
Oh, it's not there anymore. They picked it up.
I love their socially conscious philosophy that they, you know, every membership that you buy, you also buy, it's one for one, so you buy another membership for a low-income
family.
And what
exactly is Thrive Market?
So Thrive Market is an online marketplace for organic and healthy foods that you get delivered to your doorstep. So it's like the Amazon model, but very much focused on healthy foods.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And if you had one ask of the community, something that, you know, we have thousands of people listening, something that they could do to support you and your success, what would that ask be?
Yeah. I would say that anytime you're... anytime that you are at a networking event, try to give more than you take.
Amen.
So, I mean, right? So, and it actually will come back to you. So instead of going to a networking event and trying to get as many business cards as you can, try to spend time actually talking to people, spending 30 minutes with one person to really get to know them. And if there's someone that you feel like can have a connection with, you can have a relationship with, that's kind of what you want to be doing instead of working the room, right?
So, totally.
Yeah.
And what's something people could do specifically for StoryCraft?
Yeah. They can become our clients.
And how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by my email. So that's fat@storycraft.me. So we have the .me. And
the other one is storycraftstock.com.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get the .com someday. But I'm actually being kind of facetious. I would love to talk to anybody who has a great story that they feel like they're not telling in the best way. They feel like they're struggling to tell that story. Yeah. They know they can do a better job. Yeah. Come to us and we'll sit down with you over coffee at WeWork or wherever, and we'd love to hear it.
And you know something that you guys may not be thinking about, something I think about all the time is one of the most powerful things is to have like a brand where you understand what you're hireable for, right? So if you, like for instance, if you're a WordPress developer and you call yourself the WordPress guy, you should talk to the WordPress guy. And so like my tagline is the girl who gets it done, which really, what does that mean? And you don't know what you're hireable for. And so often I get, I don't really know what you're working on, but I love it. It's great energy. And what you do is a disservice to having people recommend you for, you know, profitable jobs. And I think if you work with, creating your brand from the beginning, so you know what messaging you're putting out there, so you are very clear on the intent of not only what you're communicating ongoing in all your social profiles, but just on the or social messaging, but on your profiles itself, that they're all cohesive. So like someone walks away being like, that's what that girl does. That's right. Yeah. That's why to talk to them, or that's what to buy from them.
Yeah.
And if you're disjointed at all in all that communication, people are like, you're cool, but that it ends at that. You're right. Super cool.
Well, the way we like to think of it is sort of the three P's of branding. So the first one is purpose. So why do you even exist in the world? Why did you even create what you're creating, right? And the other one is positioning. So how are you relative to your competitive set, right? So how are you different?
Right.
What are you doing that's different from everyone else?
Right.
And then personality, right? So how do you speak to your customers? What is the personality that you have? And what are the brand colors? What's the brand voice?
Right.
So a great example is Dollar Shave Club, right?
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. They're funny. They're irreverent. And that kind of positioning and brand personality would not work for a lot of other companies, right?
Totally.
And it works exactly for them because they're coming in disrupting that whole shaving industry,
totally.
Right? And it's perfect.
And you guys, Dollar Shave Club is a Santa Monica-based startup. They're huge now. I think they were sold for like $1 billion.
Venice, though, right?
They were in Santa Monica in the incubator, but maybe to Venice. Like, oh, no, you're right. They're in Playa now. But they were acquired for like $1 billion or something crazy.
That's
like,
right.
Like, it's super crazy. And I'm a customer, too. You get a razor
for
$1.
You're a customer,
level.
Too. Okay.
Yeah. I have the middle level razor. I like it. And their shaving cream is
amazing.
They're
so good. Even women are buying them.
Yeah. Because they target guys. But the thing is, once if you create a great product, you don't have to like worry about at some point it becomes all about word of mouth and referral and about the product quality. And so if you stay really specific on your communication, people get afraid that, oh, if I only talk to that specific kind of person, I won't be able to attract the other person in this other world. And I'm like, no. Just dominate the first world.
Yes.
You know, and then those people refer you to all the other worlds that exist out there.
Yeah, no, really understand the niche that you want to be in. And have a niche, right? Have a position. I mean, really, you know, plant your flag somewhere, right? Because if you don't, then you're nothing to, if you try and be everything to everybody, you're nothing to anybody, right?
Totally. Thank you so much for spending time with the We Are Late Tech
so
podcast. How you found me was crazy.
That's right. I found you on Creative Live. It was a class taught by Alex Blumberg, who's the guy at our startup, right?
Gimlet
Media. Yeah. And you were in the audience and you had some clever things to say. And of course, you were from LA. So I was like, I got to get in touch with this girl.
So cool. So cool how small this world can be. I really appreciate you being here, spending your time with us. If you guys want to connect with more amazing entrepreneurs, know to go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's the private chat. wearelatech.com/VIP. There's over 800 awesome people waiting to collaborate with you, so we could all accelerate together. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder. He was a businessman. And I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy. And I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.